Why are you guys saying that right now?
So there isn't a confrontation with the union people?
So the union people aren't marching for Gore?
Yeah.
So we need to go off on the side, maybe? Everybody came out, right? Did everybody come out?
I don't know what's going on. Some guy tried to knock their sign.
Did you guys save it though? Obviously.
We'll walk the wrong way. We'll walk the wrong.
Did you save your flag?
Yeah.
Did they try to get your flag?
What?
Did they try to get it?
No, I put it away before this. They knocked down that free Peltier sign.
Oh, they didn't like that one.
No, they didn't like that one at all. They grabbed it, threw it on the ground. And
this one right here, Let Ralph Debate, that one was on the ground. They were stepping on it. Well, they'll come around.
Yeah.
You know? It happened before.
That was weird.
Yeah, it was interesting.
I've never walked through another march.
Yeah. Did anyone talk to you through the march?
What?
Did they talk to you or just...
They just ignored me.
They just ignored you? Well, they love you, man. They love you.
I love them.
I love you, too.
That looks like that's the line. Why are we just... If you guys want to march that line, I think anyone who goes through that line is going to be arrested. You should know that. I mean, and that's a concern. Now, the mobilization is going to have their free party up here. So we're not going to be far away from it. I'm just saying, what are you going
to do? So what's it like being down here as a young union person trying to talk to these union people that support Al Gore?
What's that?
What's it like talking to these?
Shut up. People, ship your jobs to El Salvador!
Yeah.
What do we want? When do we want it?
What do we want?
Go ahead.
What I asked was, what's it like being down here as a young union person trying to talk to these union people who support... I'll hold it. Trying to talk to these union people who support Al Gore.
It's very hard to get them to listen to me or even stop and take me seriously. They just seem to be trying to march over me, screaming Al Gore, and I'm trying to explain to them that Gore is inherently anti-union and that he's lying to them, and once he gets elected, he's going to bust unions, try to increase the speed of various corporate trade organizations like the WTO and the IMF, and it's really frustrating because... they don't seem to want to even listen to what I have to say. And it's really heartbreaking seeing all these fellow union members and labor people basically supporting someone who's going to stab them in the back the instant he gets into office.
So what's it like to get pelted with a Gore sign?
That was quite annoying. And the worst part about it was the police were watching and they had no problem with me getting pelted with the Gore sign. But if I had taken the Gore sign away, I probably would have gotten arrested.
All right. And so what are you going to be doing out here for the rest of the evening?
I'm basically trying to protest for open debates, basically let Nader into the debates, because I personally believe that if he was allowed by the corporate media to present his views, which also tend to be the views of at least the views that are most pertinent to a lot of working people, that there's a good chance that he would be in high contention for actually being elected. And that's what the corporate media is afraid of, since their interests are aligned with, well, Bush and Gore.
All right, well, thanks a lot, and good luck to you this evening. Watch out for them Gore signs.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, the march moves on. You got dum-dums. Where'd you get your dum-dums?
I don't know. They just come. Just found them over here.
Yeah? So how was it going through the labor march? Did you save your sign?
What are we talking about? I'm sorry, labor march.
The march right back here.
The Native
march.
When we turned around. I came up from New Jersey for the rally, actually, and I'm having a really good time.
Yeah?
I've been collecting signatures. I collected signatures for Ralph Nader up in Pennsylvania, about 2,000 myself, actually.
Wow.
Unfortunately, Pennsylvania doesn't really care about democracy. Two parties only need 2,000 signatures, and the third parties need 22,000.
Damn.
We ended up collecting about 44. Everybody was so emotionally involved in the petition drive and getting Ralph on the ballot that we were very successful in getting that accomplishment. So,
what do you think it'd take to get Labor to join up with Ralph Nader?
Well, I think that the unions have become, in a lot of ways, more concerned about money rather than improving the working conditions of the brothers and sisters who have minimum wage jobs, or people in third world countries who are feeling the effects of labor. People are feeling the effects of unfair labor practices in the third world. They don't see the whole world view. You know, as well as I do, that Teamsters toyed the idea of endorsing Nader, but when it came down to it, I think they were kind of afraid of the fact that there was a possibility that George Bush would get elected, so they decided to go ahead and, even despite their own reservations, went ahead and endorsed Gore.
So they did it holding their nose.
To a certain extent, I guess. But you know, for me, it's like I've been involved with the Green Party for about 3 years, and it's all about, in my opinion, healing our political culture and making it more healthy. And unlike the major political parties, we have real values: ecology, nonviolence, social justice, and democracy.
And the Greens speak out for labor for sure.
Oh, certainly. The main thing for me is democracy. I think our government is too controlled by corporate interests, and the politicians follow accordingly. So I think, for my own self at least, there are but a few things that I ask, and maybe things that also which Ralph Nader asks is protecting human health, protecting the environment, cleaning up big money from politics, and creating a sustainable... Creating a sustainable energy and transportation policy, one that is mindful that air pollution is very serious detriment to human health.
All right, so you'll be out here speaking on all those issues tonight?
I don't know. I'm going to keep quiet a little bit, too. I had a long trip yesterday. I rode my bicycle about 5 miles with a 50-pound backpack.
Dedication.
Yeah, well, I didn't bicycle from New Jersey, mind you, but I had to take a long trip the other day, last night.
Yeah.
So where are you from, anyway?
Boston Independent Media Center. Why are you honking support?
I think it's the truth. Nader should be there. I go to school there. They didn't give him a shot.
You go to school at UMass?
Yes, I do.
Are you expecting restitutions for the day, for shutting down campus for 2 days?
I get paid for it. I work there, too.
You work there? Are you getting paid for these 2 days that
yes,
it shut down?
Yeah. Yes, we are.
So
it's still a sin. Some people aren't getting paid. Some people are losing a couple of days of school.
So are you in a union here on campus?
No, we're not.
No.
I just work on campus.
Yeah.
I'm a student, too.
But you're going to be voting for Nader in the fall?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, how did you get wind of him if you can't see him in the national debates? How did you get word of Nader?
I just hear from school. There are people in school that talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, they tell me about it.
So you like seeing all these people on the streets here in Boston?
Very much.
All right, well, thanks, and keep on honking. Come out and join us if you can. It's going to be a street party later.
All right.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks a lot.
So we're up here with a line
okay,
of cops.
Okay, let's go on the other side.
Very fun.
So we're up here. through? They let that guy through.
This is what democracy looks like!
This is what democracy looks
like!
This is what
democracy looks
like! This is what democracy looks like!
This is what democracy looks like!
This is what democracy looks like!
Get on the sidewalk.
This is what democracy looks like!
This is what democracy looks like!
I'm trying to call the answer.
That's what democracy looks like!
This is what democracy looks like.
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 We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 cops, most of them with batons drawn.
Like.
14 cops actually, one in charge, 13 with batons drawn.
This is what democracy looks like!
This is what democracy looks like!
This is what democracy looks like!
Why is it important for you to be right there, right now?
What? I can't hear you.
I said, why is it important for you to be right there, right now? Standing in front of 13 officers? Direct democracy? Voting to get, trying to get Nader into the debates? That's important to you?
We want to take back our streets and democracy, and we want to... We don't want to... This is not a democracy, it's a plutocracy.
Are you old enough to vote?
No.
No? But if you were old enough, who would you vote for?
Well, I'm voting. My teacher is letting me give me his vote.
Oh, cool. And who are you going to tell him to vote for?
What?
Who are you telling him to vote for?
Nader.
Nader?
Yeah.
All right, why so?
Because he stands for democracy, true democracy, and he represents me. Not corporations. Power to the people.
Thank you very much.
Let's rock the base! Let's rock the base!